I'm going to be walking from one side of England to the other on Wainwright Trail, which goes from St. Bees to Robin Hood Bay to raise awareness and money for mental health. All the donations that I collect are going to go to Mental Health America of Fredericksburg. So I'm looking forward to supporting my own mental health and hopefully helping others in the community.
How'd you decide to do this, Heidi?
Initially, I started to do it for myself, and just it's, you know, working in the world of education as a school social worker, as well as an outpatient counselor, you know, times are tough, and it takes a burden. It takes a tax on providers of services and families, and I just needed to take some time to regroup. And as I looked into the journey and the challenge of going almost 200 miles, I thought, wow, I really think I can support others in doing so. So I reached out to Mental Health America, and they agreed to accept the donations that I raised. So
200 miles. I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
Yeah, 200 miles. It's longer than I've ever hiked. It's going to be about 15 miles a day. It goes through the Lakes region, which is a mountainous region, through the Dales, which is kind of rolling hills, through the Moorlands, which is more of the stark, you know, trees don't grow in that boggy kind of area, and then it ends up on the coast again. It averages 15 miles a day. My shortest days are in the mountains. I broke that up about 7 miles, and then the longest day is 23 miles. So it's full day of hiking every day.
How do you get ready for something like this?
I have been, if anyone's seen me, walking through Mott's Reservoir. Every weekend I do the reservoir trail with my backpack and my hiking poles. It's about 12 miles if you do all the odd trails around the Mott's Reservoir. And then during spring break, I went to George Washington National Forest and spent that time hiking there. But just walking and doing a lot of hills on my treadmill. So I probably spend 2 hours at least a day walking.
Mm. And it seems like, as you've described it, the terrain in England is going to be very hilly.
It is. It's going to be hilly, especially in the beginning. They say the route is like you basically go up Mount Everest, but not, you know, over. I'm going to be hiking for 13 days. The front part will be very hilly, and then there is a flatter part, which you can follow along. I have a blog, and you can actually see the route. There's topographical maps. There's lots of information for adults and kids to follow along, and hopefully, you know, be encouraged to challenge themselves to get out and enjoy nature, be thankful, take care of their own mental health, and, you know, maybe even take care of others. I think that's really the key to mental health is first taking care of yourself, second, you know, exercising, third, you know, being grateful, whether that's for weather, for nature, for friends, for solitude, and then lastly, thinking of others. And that's what I hope to model in this trip.
Well, boy, I guess, and that's the great thing about this, because either people who know you through school or know you through church or know you as a neighbor or in the community, you're going to start paying attention to some of these things just because you're doing it. And it can be a great educational tool for all those people.
Yeah, I do think it can. I have, like really worked with like the kids that I work with at school and in private practice. I do talk about, you know, having a flexible mindset rather than a fixed mindset, call that rock brain versus not being a rock brain by having a super flex brain. Some of them have drawn me pictures of how to deal with certain problems I'm going to encounter on the trail, whether that be blisters or rain, and just not giving up and just really challenging yourself. And at the same time, being prepared so that, you know, your emotions don't take over. So if you can front load your brain a little bit and prepare for some of the things that might happen, it allows you to calm yourself down better. So I'm hoping that this experience can be really something that I use as a tool, you know, throughout the rest of my career in working with kids especially and adults. So I'm excited.
So how can we follow you? How can we donate?
I have a blog that I have set up. It's called, it's HeidiTippett.wixsite, wixsite.com/coasttocoast, coasttocoast. It will give you all the information. It has access to how to donate, how to follow me. There's a kids corner, and it actually has in real time, like where I am on the route. So you can see that, see me as live as I can be. And I hope to blog post daily. And Mental Health America Fredericksburg, they will be sharing my blog post as well as I carry along. So if you have any questions too, you're welcome to reach out to them. They will help you get connected to my site.
And get involved if you can financially, just because you're doing this and in wanting to raise money, like you said, for Mental Health America Fredericksburg.
I do. I really want to support their programs. They have wonderful programs which we access at the schools. They have a portal which connects families and the community at large to mental health resources, who's available, what insurances they take. So they have that on their website. They provide suicide prevention services to teenagers in our school systems. They have a visiting seniors program, which is a great way to, you know, combat loneliness for people who don't have a lot of people to talk to or come and visit. And they also have peer support groups, peer-to-peer groups for people who are struggling with mental health and substance abuse. So it's great. I also am going to be like doing this walk in honor and in memory of people who are or have struggled with mental health or encountering any challenges. I've committed to carrying rocks for anyone across the country, which is a tradition, and throwing them into the sea if they want to, or bringing them back. There's a tradition of a journey started. You start at the Irish Sea, you pick up a stone and you carry it with you through the whole cycle of life, and you throw it into the Irish Sea. So I have a spot on my blog site where you can complete a form for me doing that for a loved one. It's just, that's a Google form, and I'd be glad to honor that person, send you a picture of their rock on the trail, and think of them as I walk.
Wow, what a great thing. I was going to ask you that on a walk like this, and in over 14 days, I'm sure that there are people you're going to think of, and that's the answer. And I'm sure being able to do that, being able to do the rocks, being able to think of people like that is one of the things that will help you get through as motivation.
Definitely. And that's what I have written almost word for word on my blog. You know, when my strength is fading, I'm going to depend on their strength. And to remember, you know, some of the kids that I work with, having their stones in my pocket. I have, you know, a coworker who lost a family member to suicide, and I'm going to be carrying him with me and just really honoring him. And then I have other people who I know are in the throes of mental health difficulties, and I have their names. I'm going to write their names on my rocks, and I've agreed to either throw them in the sea or bring them back for their family members so that they can know that they walked with me and I thought of them.
Mm. 200 miles, 14 days across England, west to east, from the Irish Sea to the North Sea. Good luck. Thank you for doing this, and also just for putting the focus on an issue that we hear a lot about, and a lot of us don't know what we can do. One of the things we can do is to donate to you and help you raise awareness. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I just want people to know that, you know, every little bit helps. And so as an individual, you can't solve all the problems, but you can try and make a little dent. And if we all dented together, you know, we would be in a really good place. So I'm just thankful. Then thank you so much for letting me share my hope.